Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He is the Savior of sinners. He saved this sinner and brought me into a right relationship with the God of all creation. I pray that you won't look lightly upon this truth, that you will not grow tired of knowing this in your life, that the Lord saved sinners. And people in right relationships with the Lord don't grow tired of that. It is those who are religious who think that they are above knowing what the Lord has done and start boasting in something else. Hebrews 13:15, in the matter of exalting the Lord, by him therefore, by Christ, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. You know, the Christian is to be offering up praise unto the Lord. Is there ever a time when we should say that we don't deserve anything? We don't deserve when we're talking about how we are hurt. No, we should never come to that point of saying, well, Lord, I don't deserve this kind of treatment from these people. No, only when we're talking about how good and how graciously we are being blessed, we can say we don't deserve the least of his favors. We don't deserve the blessings. But when it comes to a matter of being, of suffering greatly, it's the Lord who would have us to offer up praise unto him. And notice this, which is spoken of in Hebrews 13:15. By Christ, see, you can't do that by yourself. You have to do so. You have to give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, there are some who feel like they can take it. I can handle it, so they'll say. And I've talked with unsaved people. I'm not going to run to the Lord when I have problems. I can handle my own. Oh, you can. Well, there will come a day when you won't be able to handle your own. When you will be weak. When you cannot make decisions. I think so often of Nebuchadnezzar, who walked around, is not this Babylon which I have created with my hands? That very same night as he stood on the balcony looking out over the city, his mind left him and he ran out of the palace like an animal, walked around eating grass like a cow, fingers growing claws like birds' claws, hair on his arm matted like birds' feathers, lived like this for 7 years, and the Lord gave him his reasoning back and he returned. You don't boast about what you have and who you are. You better offer up the praise unto the Lord. And then when there are trials that come, and it's very difficult to see how we can continue on and how we can go on, offer up the sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. And that continually. Don't say, well, I will thank the Lord and praise him because things are going so well. I got all of my bills paid. My children are well. My health is good. The doctor's bills have already been paid, and my job has given me a promotion. And you go on down the list talking about all those things. I can really praise the Lord. What about the opposite of all those things that I just mentioned? The undesirable condition that you found yourself in, the undesirable state. What do you do? Is this not a time when you can praise the Lord as well? That God will show himself strong in your hour of need, and he has chosen you to bring glory to his name in that type of trial? That he would entrust such a difficult moment to you? Offer up the sacrifice of praise continually to God, and that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Father, we ask for the blessings of the Lord today upon this message, and help us today. We pray for the power of God upon the study in the book of Genesis. Open our eyes, we ask, in Jesus' name, amen. In the book of Genesis now, chapter 32, Jacob has left Laban. He is en route to his father's house, has some distance to travel. He couldn't load everybody on a train or any kind of public transportation. Had to load them all on camels and walking, moving all of his servants, and they traveled across the desert, traveled a great deal, great distance. Now, as he traveled, the angels of God met him. He also meets with some bad news, but he focuses upon this quote-unquote bad news about your brother Esau is coming to meet you. He's gotten word that you're on your way. Apparently, his patrols were out, and the word got around. Esau was coming to meet Jacob, and Jacob, as he traveled back to Isaac, was willing to say, "Lord, I'm not worthy of all these mercies." And he makes a prayer. Let's look at verse 9. And Jacob said, let's go back and get a running start. Verse 6. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau. Also he cometh to meet thee with 400 men with him. Now, if a man is glad to meet his brother, now there could be a couple of reasons why he would bring 400 men with him. To show his brother, look what I'm in charge of. Or, the last time we met 20 years ago, you done me wrong, brother. I'm coming after you. And I want you to feel the pain and the hurt that I felt. Could have been the way he was coming. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two bands. And he says, if Esau come to one company and smite it, then the other company, which is left, shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, the God of my father Isaac, and the Lord which saith unto me, return unto thy country and thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For I with my staff passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. He recognized that he went out. He entered in with nothing. He left the land with nothing, and now he is returning with much. He wants to start his own family. He started his own family, but he wants to have his own estate in the land that is theirs. And so, having confessed how greatly he has been blessed, he is now going to ask the Lord for something. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with children. Thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. He does not acknowledge that he's done anything wrong. He has been a deceiver. He has not only been a deceiver, but he has dealt harshly with his brother. And he is asking the Lord to deliver him from the brother when he's returning. But he is making his plea that he is where he is based upon what the Lord has told him to do. Go back. Lord, you said that you would surely do me good and make my seed as the sand of the sea. So he was showing his faith in the Lord. See, God had spoken a word. He believed that word, and he reminded the Lord of that word spoken. That is the same way the Lord intends for you and me to live today. You read God's word, you believe God's word, and you live by his word. That's the display of faith. Don't think that faith is your wishful thinking, that you can muster up some kind of positive thing by your own power, and if everybody think together at the same time that something is going to happen. No, there is a place for the saints to be knit together in their prayers too concerning something. But that's a totally different matter altogether. Not in the sense of someone saying, you know, you see signs on bumper stickers, think snow. Is that going to make it snow? Think positive. Is that going to undo what has been done? When you want to get a prayer answered, you better see what God has said about the matter and rest upon his promises and trust in what he has said. That is what pleases the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. If you're resting on something else, I heard of someone today telling me a story of a woman who wanted to sell a house. And what she told this other to do was, you take a statue of the Virgin Mary and go out and bury it upside down in the backyard, she said. And then you go and you pray to Buddha and you pray to Allah and you pray to Muhammad and you pray to everybody. Cover all the bases. Now, that's not what faith is about. You call on the living Lord, the living God. You trust him. You ask him. You make your plea unto him, unto the Lord who arose from the dead. And that one who arose from the dead is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. You put your faith and trust in Christ, and the Lord will hear. Now, how do I know how to approach him? I read in his word what he demands of me. He that you would come to the Lord, clean hands, a pure heart, with your faith and trust in Christ, you must believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, or else you're not in fellowship with him. In other words, if you're not in fellowship with him, you're not saved. You have to be a born again man or woman with your faith and trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. And the Lord would have us to pray to him. Now, Jacob is taking God at his word. As thou saidest, I will surely do thee good. And the Lord had said that. He had recorded it for us in the scriptures, that it was going to bless and it was going to prosper him. Now, when you read your Bible, do you believe that God has spoken, that the words of Holy Scripture or of Holy Writ are God's word? Do you believe that the Lord spoke to the prophets, spoke to the apostles, to write the epistles and to write the historical books and to write the poetical sections of the book? Do you believe the Lord spoke to these? I have seen how the Lord has answered so many prayers, how he has blessed so mightily and demonstrated his great mercy and his love and his wonderful faithfulness to us. I've seen that. I have definitely seen that. And it's all because of what he has said in his word. How do I know the Lord is working? I read what he has promised to do, and I see how he works. Souls are saved, homes are restored, people's lives are straightened out, and people have peace in their hearts because of believing what the Lord has said. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that someone today will lay hold of thy word and know the peace that the Lord gives and be blessed by thy goodness. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.